Can you tell us about one issue that you think will be central for the transformation and future of work?
So I'm a political philosopher by training, and my research field is democratic theory. So my take on the future of work is from this perspective, and I think one of the issues which are becoming more important today is that of how to make the workplace more democratic than it is today. And it's quite interesting is the fact that since the most part of the 20th century, the question of democratizing the workplace has been high on the agenda of political parties, trade unions, and workers themselves, till somehow it declined around 1989 with the fall of the Berlin Wall, likely because the so-called end of history made people think that capitalism would be able to solve all problems and bring happiness to everybody, and the financial crisis woke up to the reality that it wasn't the fact. And so since something like 5-10 years, the question of workplace democracy is coming again up on the agenda. They think this is going to be a major issue for the future of work and workers, and especially in the Western places, but countries, but not only, of course.
In your own research, how do you address this issue? How do you explore its future?
In my research, I try to ask the question: what are the consequences of the different conception of democracy we have developed in to explain the legitimacy of political institutions once we apply them to the workplace? Because it's sometimes taken for granted that a theory of democracy which is good for the state is good also for the workplace. But I think that to a certain extent this is not true, so I'm trying to identify alternative conception of democracy that could be more suitable for an understanding what does it mean for a workplace to be a democratic place. And typically one example of this is how alternative so-called participatory management practices, which have no equivalent at state level, can play a relevant function in making the workplace a more democratic one, for example, reducing the level of authoritarianism that you find in workplaces, or making relations more egalitarian, or in delivering higher level of autonomy to workers. And these are typical questions which pertains to democracy, but which doesn't find a direct correspondence in political theory of democracy. So my interest is in developing a concept of democracy that would be better suited to the needs of the workplace.